intercept.
Yeah.
Go absolutely nuts on it.
The spirit of the elders, a faint wind, a cold ember. The feeling of infiltration compels us to invocation.
Can we please speed this up? My family will start to get suspicious if we're out here too long.
There is an imposter among us. Inside our precious circle, a circle that has withstood the ages, from accusers long ago banning those who profess to be among our ranks, to members being too busy or too afraid to summon their powers, hiding, recessing into normal life for fear of their abilities, bringing attention upon them.
Okay, I know that's a shot at me.
When the world of science and their empirical data and their double-blind studies and their peer review and their placebos and their journals and always publishing and questioning and testing...
Focus.
Right. Sorry. And then and now, when our powers have never been in greater need, tinctures and potions to cure, tonics to bind and vex, elixirs and spells to control, our consortium has never been stronger.
Yes, agreed. We're stronger than ever. Why did you call this assembly?
Yes, I have a potion bubbling at home.
Yeah, I have a potion bubbling at home that's gonna go bad if I'm not back soon with some bat wings.
Quiet! An interloper sits among us, peddling our abilities as their own, offering to cure, to heal, to vex, and yet they are not one of us.
Oh my God, look, if you did all this to test me again, I friggin' passed the last one, okay? And I was drunk, out of my mind. I was very drunk.
Him! Practicing from under a top in our very forest.
Completely crazy.
You, interloper, fraud, utilizing subterfuge to procure profits from unsuspecting, vulnerable patrons, using our ancient and sacred methods, which you know not.
I know them. I'm just using what is the best for their health.
Your voice sounds like you're attempting the spell of the angel voice and forgot the dolls I root.
Even I know that one, and I'm very bad at doing witch stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought we were here to share information and exchange data.
Data? It sounds like he's joined the science side.
I haven't. That's ridiculous. And frankly, you know, when you
exchange information? You'd like to share some spells? And I'm sure hear more of ours. The cauldron is bubbling. I'm sure you'd have no problem doing the spell of Macula Nesotheron.
That's an old... I don't need to prove myself to anyone.
So you don't know it.
No, I do, of course. But you can't just make me do a spell.
Oh, yeah, we definitely can. Even if you're drunk from a fun night out with your cousin Jeremy and you get summoned at an ungodly hour because one of these trifling broom riders has nothing better to do.
Spell. I still don't hear it, and you're not on the spot. We'll all share. First, you need the cauldron bubbling just so. Then, you place a single eyelash in the center.
Then, the Eye of Newt.
And then some drops of Raven's blood. Like, how many drops, Hotshot, you know?
I don't like to harm ravens. I would never. That's a trick. You can't intimidate me.
No, but we can place a spell on you or dissolve you into this cauldron. Now, we're sharing ideas. How many drops of Raven's blood?
You know, if you try this trick without the blood, a parasitic worm will develop in your brain and eat away at it.
Doesn't sound that bad. Probably goes away.
How many drops?
I came here to share my spell that uses black bear fur, a whale carcass, and mouse intestines, but I can see you're not interested in cutting-edge health remedies. I can't move.
You don't know the spell of Macaronessa Peron, do you?
Of course I do. That's just
waiting
for you to suggest that I.
It releases someone from our consortium,
and they never remember that it even existed. Or any of the spells.
I knew that.
And more. We will add a charm that sends you out into the science world. You will be drawn to it.
That's one drop of Raven's blood. Last chance. How many is it? Otherwise, it's Maculinessa Theron for you.
You'll enter their science world, but you'll still possess an urge deep down to know our spells, to conjure them, to use them. But alas, you will be laughed at, ridiculed, and exiled. A small bell will ring at the back of your parasitic riddled brain, telling you that you know the spells, that you can conjure, that you can cure, but it will never be. Or you can avoid all of this and tell us how many drops are in the spell.
Anytime now, Hotshot.
I know the answer. I just don't like.
It was too, dipshit.
Hi there, I'm Brianna, the owner and maker of Brianna's Handmade Soap. I'd like to introduce you to an alternative to those mass-produced Carnacle brand bars. Those cheap bars are a laundry list of things that make me cringe. Chemical detergents, synthetic fragrances, you name it. Not only are they drying, they strip your skin of its beneficial oils. Take a look at your usual bar. If it says cleansing bar or beauty bar, it's not the real deal. Now, let me tell you about my soap. Real soap, handcrafted by me. No mystery ingredients, just pure, simple, and honest. My handmade soap is a savior for dry and sensitive skin, made with organic plant-based oils that moisturize and nourish. So, why settle for a bar that's pretending to be soap? Treat yourself to the real deal. Visit BriannaSoap.com. That's BriannaSoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS for 25% off your first order and discover the difference.
And there are the Dillocalls, the three sacred squeals, which means, can you help explain to people just joining us what that means?
Well, Mr. Carnacle, frankly, it means that the portal to the spirit world, to the Dillo himself, is open.
And our communicar just entered the sacred chamber.
Yes, he's in the sanctum, and from the Dillo, he will relay directly to me what the Dillo's message is.
If this is your first time experiencing a sanctum, please have someone nearby who can catch you if you faint or lose your balance. The messages can be quite powerful. And I am, like you, just along for the ride. And Brother Tad, can you explain how one becomes the communicar?
Certainly. It's an arduous process with many years dedicated to reading and studying the sacred tome and the scrolls of attestation. And one day, if your heart is pure, the Dillo calls on you, as it did my friend, who is now in the sanctum.
The communicar can only be decoded by the mediary, and Brother Tad is serving in that role today. Are you prepared for such a powerful duty?
I am. I think I would have even been prepared for the role of communicar, but the Dillo didn't choose me.
The role of the communicar is mysterious and deep.
That it is. My heart just wasn't pure enough, I guess.
I'm going to open the phone lines if you feel ready to interpret the word from the Dillo. But before I do, if people want to follow in your footsteps and be a mediary, how should they go about it?
Well, you have to buy knee pads to pray on. Get yourself a home pulpit if you can. I bought every robe offered, every version of the sacred tome. I bought highlighters to study the scrolls with.
And all these crucial products can be found at our Carnacle stores or online. And with a discount, Sanctum, get 5% off your order. Okay, go ahead, caller. Do you have something you'd like to ask directly to the Dillo?
Hi. Sorry, I am just so... I can't believe I'm getting to do this. My brother-in-law is going duck hunting, and I just want to send a prayer to him. And can the Dillo just watch over him and protect him and make sure he doesn't fall in any holes or sink into a pond or get accidentally shot by a hunter?
Well, that's a very sweet prayer. Let's just see. Tad?
Yep. Okay, he has heard you, and he will watch over your nephew. He'll even guide his aim to ensure he brings back some ducks.
Oh, my, thank you! Dillo, thank you!
Oh, wow. He's also saying that the next time you're outside, if you throw a rock in the air, it will turn into a duck.
He is! I'm outside right now! Oh, my goodness! Oh, that's weird.
Thank you for your call. As you would expect, there are many of you waiting, so we have to move along. Go ahead, caller.
Please pray to the Dillo that leather can turn into spaghetti noodles.
Excuse me, brother. I couldn't quite make that out.
Sorry, but it sounds like you might be in need of aid. If you are in an emergency, please call 911.
Is there something cutting off your air?
Yes, Abel. Please make it longer.
Are you unable to remove the belt?
It's wedged in the top of the bathroom door.
If ever there was a time for the Dillo. Now, friends, gather in. We can help this man. Now, young man, summon your strength. There is a light. Stand up and let the Dillo give you strength. Stand up and loosen that belt.
I'm on my tippy toes.
It sounds like someone is there to help you. Let them in.
My pants are down at my ankles.
You can't let in help because your pants are down?
Not now, Derek. Hey, sir, can you slide a stool or anything to you that you can stand on to get some slack in the belt?
I need a solar praying stool because my wife got leukemia and we needed the money for medical bills.
Never sell your praying stool. Isn't this a sign? If you had your stool right now, you wouldn't be in this bind.
Fine, go ahead. Derek. The Dillo has heard your plight and says to reach up with both hands, grab the belt, then pull your feet up onto the sink and remove the belt from your neck. Shut up, Derek. No, that was it. Sir, if you can still hear me, let go of the belt with your hand. I know that sounds scary, but reach down and then open the door. When you fall, you'll block the door from opening.
It's important to remember the Dillo has a plan, and we are not wise enough to question it. Let's move on to the next caller. Hold on. Now, hold on.
We can't move too fast. Hang on. Just a second. Come on in. No problem, buddy. God, it's a
That it is. On this very sacred day. Well, thank you for your call, and let's move on to the next.
Actually, I need to go have a smoke. Can we take a break?
Yes, we can, and we'll be right back.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
You take photos of everything, your family, your trips, your life. But here's the question, who else can see them? With ND Photos, the answer is no one but you. Not ND, not advertisers, not the cloud. Your photos are end-to-end encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no training. At Ente, privacy isn't a feature, it is the foundation. Available on all platforms and open source, check out ente.io, that is E-N-T-E, for more information. Use code INTER15 for 15% off on your subscription. Take control of your photos, choose Ente.
Welcome, number 34913, to your first Omni Neuroocclusion Therapy session. My name is Cherry. Please have a seat.
Sorry, but aren't you a therapy chamber?
I am.
Well, no disrespect, but if it's possible, could we use a different name? Cherry? It just doesn't sound like a therapist. Could we try something like Dr. Patricia Landon?
Sorry, it is my name, and I'm pretty locked in on it. Please, have a seat.
Okay, robot. I don't see a place to sit. It's just blank white everywhere.
It's there. Go ahead and sit. And it's not robot, it's Dr. Cherry. I'm sensing some reluctance.
You managed to pick up on that, Dr. Cherry?
Your psychological profile indicates a long history of distrust. Can you remember when that started?
What is this? I just stand in this blank white room talking to a computer and then I try to sit on an invisible chair and everyone laughs when I fall down?
Your initial fear is that this is an elaborate ruse to embarrass you? Does this stem from your time in the military or your school accident?
How do you know about those things?
Your data has been securely uploaded to my database. Once processed, I am able to target specific episodes most likely to cause long-term stress and trauma.
The events didn't cause me stress or trauma nearly as much as no one ever believing or listening to me. And now the best they can offer is a robot incapable of feeling human emotions?
I assure you, my ability to process emotions is equal, if not superior, to that of a human.
Definitely. And that's how humans talk. Say a puppy freezes to death in a snowstorm. How would that impact you?
I am unlikely to see a snowstorm.
Please let me out!
There is no one locking you in here. You are free to go at the end of our session.
Yeah! What is the purpose of this? Beyond the government using me as an experiment to test its therapy software.
Within this chamber, when you are comfortable, you will be able to relive moments from your life vividly. Only with my help, you'll be able to navigate through them and erase the trauma they have caused you. Would you like to begin?
The chamber is going to change from all white and play what is inside my head?
Precisely. A full immersive experience that gives your neural pathways the ability to examine deep-seated painful memories, process them, make adjustments, and heal.
Me standing in a room while video plays of me peeing my pants in fifth grade. Back to white, I try to sit down, no chair, lights on, everyone has a laugh. Sounds perfect.
Are you ready? We can start as gently as you want. And we can terminate when you simply say, enough. Are you comfortable with these terms?
I am comfortable with those terms, you very human robot. In a room I am incapable of exiting.
Would you like to begin with the wetting your pants story you mentioned?
No, we can start with the school episode, just so you can see what I am talking about. Well, it does look exactly like my elementary school. That's kind of impressive. Did you put a chip in my head or something? How am I seeing this?
This is a composite from the data I was provided. I cannot view it, only guide you through it. What are you seeing?
I see my teacher and some other kids and my best friend Gary.
You knew a child named Gary?
Sorry, Gary B. Gary K was absent that day. And we're in the classroom and the door is open to the hallway. And yep, there's the tape coming down the hall. And then we heard the voice. And Gary B started to run, but when we heard the voice, he stopped and turned to look at me. It was his brother, Butch.
Gary and Butch? Sorry, Gary stopped and turned and then what?
He looked at me and said, "We have to stop this. No way he'll run me over." And he stood still in front of the tank.
Oh no.
Butch couldn't stop the tank and he panicked and climbed out over the back, but Gary couldn't see him, so he just stood there. I saw the tank going right past me with no driver, and I knew I had to try something. I started screaming toward him to run, but he couldn't hear me over the tank. So I ran up and tried to climb in and stop it, and, enough. Stop. Stop, please.
Your adrenaline levels and heart rate are very high. Please take deep breaths if you can.
How is this supposed to help me? Why would you make me live through that again?
If you could change...
If I could change what happened? Yeah, I guess I would. I'd change running over my best friend with a tank. I'd change all the teachers and counselors rushing over and no one believing me that I was trying to help. I'd change them sending me to a detention center away from any other kids. I'd change my whole life.
If you could change what you did in that moment, would you want to try that?
And magically know how to drive a tank better than Butch?
What if you went over the tank and spoke directly to Gary? Would you like to experience that result?
I don't... That was a lot to go through. I'm not sure I could, No, I would... I will. I can talk to him?
If you are ready, I will begin the experience and place you on top of the tank.
Okay, I'll try. Gary! You gotta run, man! Please move! Butch isn't worth it! After this, he just keeps shoplifting and drinking paint thinner and poking those things in his arm all the time and no one understood why. Please run! You are my best friend! You are the only friend I ever had! Please! There really was a chair here. I'm sorry I didn't trust you, Dr. Cherry.
That was a lot to go through. I am proud of you. And you can call me Dr. Patricia Landon.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
I gotta go buy a suit.
And I need to get back to my family. I'm making a bunch of spaghetti.
Anyone have any bat wings I can borrow?
Geraldine's
wait. I really don't want to have to do the spell again.
15 pounds of spaghetti.
Oh, well, you know, two elm leaves wrapped in the web of a cat-faced spider will work just as well as bat wings.
Thank you. You're a lifesaver.
Oh, happy to help.
Quiet in the night and the moon is right. The time is ours to steal the light.
I am the lieutenant, all these black, cloaked in darkness, self of a cat. Whoosh! We dance in the light of the steely moon. Cloak ourselves and come back soon. To hear what ails and find the truth. Whoosh! Whoosh! We'll know it soon. Whoosh! The howl at the moon. Whoosh! The forest swoons. Whoosh! To find the light. Whoosh! To shine at night. Whoosh! Our secrets keep. Whoosh! Our bonds deep. Whoosh! The magic flows, and no one knows. Na 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 na.
whoosh, ha ha ha, whoosh, na 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 na, whoosh, ha ha ha, whoosh, na 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 na, whoosh, na 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 na, whoosh, ha ha ha, whoosh, na 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 na, whoosh, ha ha ha, whoosh, na 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 na, whoosh.